guests today are Laura Egan and Leanne Dries. How are you guys doing?
Doing great.
You guys are part of Girl Develop It Detroit, yes?
We are.
All right. There's probably a lot of people out here that don't know what Girl Develop It is. What is it, Laura?
Girl Develop It is an organization that brings affordable education in web development to women. We, you know, care about making it accessible. We, of course, teach women and men. We put on a lot of great workshops, and our Detroit chapter is very active, but we are part of a larger organization.
How long has the Detroit chapter been around?
It's been around for a little over a year and a half now.
You guys founded it?
We are... very early organizers involved in this. I came to the first class of Girl Develop It. Mm-hmm. However, it was co-founded by two amazing women, Michelle Strabinovich mm-hmm. and Erica Carlson.
Okay.
And they met, came up with the idea, saw the need in Detroit, and said, we've got to start this. And, you know, shortly thereafter, they said, we're going to throw a launch party. Shortly after that, they said, we're going to have our first class. Both of those were huge events. Tons of people showed up, and we've just been continuing to offer this ever since.
I missed a party? That sucks.
You did.
So Leah, it's part of a larger organization. Tell me about that larger organization.
It is. So Girl Develop It is international. I believe over 40 chapters now around the world, most in the U.S., but a few in other places as well. And like Laura said, Detroit's chapters is one of the largest and most active. We're just over 1,000 members, which I think makes us the fifth largest overall.
So what are some of your goals? What are you trying to achieve?
Well, we're trying to help the tech scene in Detroit grow, you know, kind of in a diverse way from, I don't want to say from the ground up, but I guess that's what I mean. As the scene is expanding here, we don't want to replicate the sort of white male dominated Silicon Valley culture. We want to encourage lots of other kinds of folks to come in.
Okay, so you recognized, as I did, that software development is dominated by males. Particularly white pales.
Yes.
So you're yeah. addressing that right now. And what sorts of things are you doing?
Sorry?
What kinds of things are you doing to address that?
Well, we're just trying to create a really welcoming environment. Our classes are, you know, they range from very beginner topics to more intermediate and advanced things, but we always create a really welcoming environment, encouraging folks to help each other out, ask all the questions that they have, letting people know from the get-go that, you know, they're welcome and this is something that they can learn, that they can do. In addition to our workshops, we offer at least a monthly social event, sometimes more, like Code and Tea today, Code and Coffee, sometimes Code and Ice Cream, where we just, you know, kind of let people come and network and hang out with each other and work on their websites, help each other with their problems. We've also recently partnered with Grand Circus to form a women's mentoring network.
Really?
So we've had a few events with that so far, and we're going to do lots more. We've done a panel discussion, a couple of more open format mentoring networking events, helping women find other women and men more senior in the field who want to kind of help the next generation learn the skills. And
are you part of the Women's Wednesday at Grand Circus?
No, Girl Develop It isn't officially, but we've attended it, yeah.
Okay, I was at that.
And we've promoted it.
Okay.
Yeah, I met you there.
So you mentioned that you're trying to include more women, and of course the name Girl Develop implies that. But I'm here at this Code and Tea event, and there are dudes here.
And we are happy to have you.
So it's not just for women, right?
Not at all.
Are any of your events exclusively for women?
No. No, okay. Everything's open, but we do, you know, because of the name and because that's who we do our most of our outreach to, and, you know, all of our stuff is, like, pink and all that, we do get probably at least 90% women. You know, most of our classes are 20 students, and I think the most men we ever had in one was, like, 4 or 5.
Okay.
The men who get involved with our organization are championing diversity in the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
That's by default when they show up. You know, we're thrilled to have them there because they're doing the same exact thing that we're doing. They want to see this diversity in the workplace. They want to be inclusive, and really they just want to, you know, be part of a mentoring, positive learning environment. And we love having anybody who's going to come and help us learn, co-learn with each other these new web development skills.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think diversity in terms of gender and culture and race and all mm-hmm. that, this is a good thing because it also implies diversity in thought. And I think when we get a lot of people coming from the same background together, we tend to have groupthink. And mm-hmm. We could use a little bit more original thought in our industry. Mm-hmm. What do you have an opinion as to why women are so underrepresented in this industry?
I can tell you from personal experience that I didn't expect to end up in this industry because maybe it just wasn't exactly marketed to me, I would say, that it wasn't something
you mean
that...
in college or in high school or what?
In high school and college. I do remember taking a very introductory HTML class and kind of looking around the classroom and going, well, I see some people who are really into this. I'm struggling through it. Therefore, it must not be for me. If somebody had told me that it's totally normal to struggle through those first few steps, I would have realized that, oh, I am on the same level as, you know, all the guys in my class or all the other, you know, maybe more tech-oriented people. So I went into art, found my way back into tech, and okay. loving being in it. But I think one word that really comes to mind, and I'm whenever I'm teaching, whenever I'm involved in an event, is we are demystifying this whole thing for okay. some people. We're providing that entry level first class, and then maybe second and third class, which is fantastic. That's what turned me off as, you know, as somebody who thought, oh, I'm not going to end up in tech, because it was not demystified for me. It was scary and I was an outsider. So I'm glad to be able to bring people in as more of an insider. It's okay. We're all coding together and working through it.
Well, that's interesting. Now, do you think that the men in that class also were struggling and also were questioning them? And why did they not experience the same thing that you did?
Good question. I would love to ask them that. Okay. I would all love right. to find out.
Because, I mean, what you described, I went through that when I first started this job. I was... about 30 years old when I got into this business, and so it was all new to me. Mm-hmm. And really, when I start anything brand new, of course, there's that that initial learning curve of just getting over the hump of feeling comfortable with it. I don't know that that's a gender thing. I don't know.
I think you could absolutely be right. We were just having a discussion recently about how do adults learn versus how do children learn, and mm-hmm. children are more willing to just boldly jump into something and make mistakes and try something new, and as adults we're programmed more to go for the safe route and not to break the site that we're working on. But I'm always encouraging as a teacher, go ahead, try something new. You can always revert back, save a copy, okay. you know, keep trying things.
Yeah, that's good advice. How are you guys promoting your group?
We do a lot of social media, and Leanne can tell you about that because she manages a lot of it.
Facebook, Twitter?
Yep, both Facebook and Twitter. But the main way that people find us is on Meetup. Uh-huh. We have over 1,000 members there, and that's where, you know, we announce our events. And so anyone who wants to get involved, that's the place to find us and find out what we're doing next.
Excellent. What's your next event?
Good question.
We have a PHP and MySQL class.
Are those like...
That's right.
Multiple classes, somebody show up once a week or once a day, or is it just a one-time only thing?
Our workshops range from a one-time four-hour version, which we do like on a weekend afternoon or maybe after work 6 to 10. Our kind of more involved ones are two of those four-hour sessions, so there'll be two weeknights or two weekend afternoons. And then finally, the PHP, we're actually trying something new where we're going to do the 2 4-hour sessions as usual, and then the following week we're offering an optional, like, one-hour follow-up where people can ask their questions. And I think depending how that goes, we might apply that to more classes because we really pack a lot of information into 8 hours.
Yeah.
And by the end of it, people are just kind of, like, a little overwhelmed, as are we.
That is an exhausting day.
Yeah, but you know, we do provide our code and coffees, and you know, we're available on email, Twitter, Facebook for our students to reach out and say, hey, I'm struggling with
all
this.
Right. We'll get links to all those things.
Great.
Are you charging for any of this stuff?
We do charge for our workshops. Mm-hmm. We try to keep them as affordable as possible. Usually the 4-hour classes run $35 or $40. The 8 hours run about $80. And there's, you know, there's food provided, and we think it's a very good value for what people are getting out of it.
Are you subsidized somewhere along the way, or who's paying for like the meeting space and the food?
Our wonderful, wonderful sponsors, Atomic Object, donate their office space, which is beautiful, and the food for the classes. We are seeking more sponsors, especially to provide scholarships. Currently, we're able to provide one scholarship per class. Hmm. We'd like to increase that substantially. So anyone who has financial need can apply for our scholarship. And we're, like I said, we're able to offer one per workshop.
Wow. Are you doing anything with other chapters?
You know, I don't think we're as integrated as I might like us to be, and I hope we can work on that. But I think the most contact we have is sometimes I'll go check out their meetups and say, hey, look what they're doing. Should we do something like this? Mm-hmm. Or, okay, like Laura and I developed the WordPress curriculum. And when we were doing that, we were kind of looking around at what have other chapters done.
Okay.
So yeah, we do, all of our curriculum materials are open source. So we'll often check in on how other chapters are teaching materials and then see if we want to incorporate or kind of riff off of
they're open source, so I can go on GitHub, I can download your materials and
you
self-study if I can't make it to the workshop?
Absolutely.
All right. Let's get a link to that as well.
Definitely.
Is there anything we haven't talked about that we should have?
I really appreciate that Leanne mentioned, you know, along with the fact that we are generously recipients of some generous people who've donated space and who help us pay for food and help sponsor scholarships, but that's really the key for us to growth. We'd love to have more spaces to offer more classes. We'd love to be able to offer more free classes through a scholarship program and, you know, laptops. Our classes are offered to folks who can bring their own laptop and do the work during class, but how much more open would our classes be if we could provide a couple of laptops so that somebody could come who doesn't have their own personal computer?
Great point. Let's say there's somebody watching this show who wants to sponsor you.
Mm-hmm.
What should they do?
Reach out to us. Michelle@girldevelopit.com would be the email address to reach. Michelle handles our partnerships and our sponsorships.
Okay.
And we'd love to hear from you. We also are looking to offer some private classes. So if your company has 20 people who want to learn, you know, intermediate advanced WordPress or get into PHP or responsive web design, all of these awesome skills that anybody on your web team could really benefit from having, we'd love to offer that class too.
Okay. And last question is, are you doing any Microsoft stuff? Mm. Any plans?
We would love to.
Okay. All right, we'll talk.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Great to have you on the show.
Girl Develop It helps you make friends with technology.